With all of the dire fiscal news boosting antidepressant sales from Scranton to San Fran, it occurred to me there might be a way to save the economy through the restorative powers of music.
It's our musician contributor David Was with a melodic prescription for our financial woes.
I know it sounds crazy replacing Ben Bernanke with Benny Goodman or Henry Paulson with Paul Simon, but give me just a few minutes and I'll make a persuasive case that just might save the nation $700 billion. I'm hot, you're cold. First off, I suggest we take the Disney boy band phenoms, the Jonas Brothers, and install them in the big offices at Lehman Brothers. One listen to their song, Burnin' Up, and it's self-evident that these siblings understand the meltdown concept instinctually. I fell so fast, they sing, obviously referring to the credit market. I'm slipping into the lava, and I'm gonna try to keep from going under. Wow, you really don't need a weather vane. Listen to those prophets speak. You, baby. And don't forget that Disney stablemate Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana, is reported to be romantically entwined with brother Nick Jonas. Now, if one could structure the national debt so that their combined future sales could act as ballast, I'm certain we could avoid more drastic measures. Remember, 'twas Cyrus who prefigured the Sarah Palin phenomenon with her song, I've Got Nerve. I know where I stand, she sings. I know who I am. I would never run away when life gets bad. Yo, that's the kind of intestinal fortitude this country needs right now. If you want tougher than Disney, you gots to turn to the hip-hop brotherhood. And there's no one badder than the rapper known as The Game, whose new top 10 album, LAX, is earning more dough than AIG is losing. As for cred, The Game started out in the biz by naming his label The Black Wall Street Records. In his anti-romantic ditty, Business, Never Personal, The Game says, if we ain't moving to rocks, then we move into stocks. From crack cocaine futures to Google shares, The Game has more options than Michael Phelps. It's a true-to-life struggle till we arrive on top. Finally, like all of those rock stars who offered their future songwriting royalties as investment bonds a few years ago, might I humbly suggest that the enduring popularity of the band Queen might be a more reliable asset than the crown jewels themselves. Now, you take Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and tie them to the royalties of We Are the Champions and rename the whole operation Fannie Mercury. This is indeed no time for losers. We are the champions of the world.
David Was, half of the musical duo Was Not Was. I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. Thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. And I mean to go. We are the champions, my friends.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.